Blog Talk Radio.
I was ready to help you. I'm ready to help you.
Were helping me in what you could help me with. And I was doing what you couldn't help me with. But I had to do this.
Okay. Wait a minute. I have this thing on my mouth. Oh, I have to use the dress. Oh, it's on. Oh, should never have done that. So, hello, good afternoon, good evening. You're listening to New Wave Being, hosted by Avatar Collector and Family on Blog Talk Radio. We are here to explain some things that have been happening to us. We've been attacked night and day, 24/7. My daughter, especially, most definitely. I mean, she's going through all kinds of hell. This should not be going on in a place in Canada that people are supposed to be highly developed. Why is this kind of behavior is taking place? And also, why are they insisting in trying to, Mahogany, I think you best can say this.
Yes.
What are they doing to your mind?
They have been trying to block off my mind, block off my organs, and also in many ways keep me from being able to use my bodily functions and my energy.
I can't hear you. You have to speak louder.
And like they've been trying to rape me as well as force evil images on me of raping.
What type of images? Are they okay to be spoken in public?
It's quite evil what they've been trying to do.
Yes.
They have been trying to force me into visual evil and trying to take my feelings and twist them so that I could be a part of their evil behavior.
Yeah.
For what reason, I don't know.
And this they're using... I'm sorry, Princess.
Sorry.
For
what reason, I do not know and I don't understand.
You're going through this and... It's a lot of things. And when she tried to tell me, I can't listen anymore. It's just too evil.
Yes.
I mean, and she's telling us this, and then they're telling her to kill me, kill her dad, rape me, or have sex with me. Is that?
Yes, they literally, I'm in a dream where I'm just speaking to you, and they're trying to play with me and have me think disgusting things towards you. I'm thinking, what's wrong with them? That's my mother.
Yes.
Leave me alone. Go away.
Perverted.
I woke up out of that dream as fast as I could and tried to get out of there. And they have brought a lot of people to pounce on me at once to do this, not just one person. It's gang rape.
Wow.
Different types of gang rape. I've never seen the likes of it.
Jeez.
It's the most disturbing. It's a crime which the gods will have to look into through and through.
Yes, it should not be done.
All parts of it.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the kind of stuff that is happening in our family. And I know, I'm certain that many people are going through a lot of these things that we're going through. Maybe not as bad, but we are going through a great deal. I've been going through this since I was a child. Even a newborn, I discovered lately through information that was passed on to me by the gods that... That's what was done to me and gave me information and something else that was done to me. I already spoke about it. I don't think I need to again. This is what is happening to our daughter. I mean, is this the kind of Canada that gets jealous and prejudiced and cuts off the men that you that are here and you would not play the games that they want you to play? No one has a right to determine how someone should live their life if they're doing it in the right way. You should not be twisting and turning their minds and trying to fix them to think how you want them to think. It's important that they think properly, and they should be trained first by their parents. It's a very important area. It also protects these children from the kind of tyranny that is taking place in this family. Trying not to miss. What happened? Someone slapped you? Oh, I see. Creating situations where you get hit with things that you're using. I used to see my hands being cut in Toronto and did not understand why. I never had problems using a knife to create or cut things in to make to cook food, but here I was in Canada going through that and was wondering what was going on, what was wrong. Well, I discovered that what was wrong was these people who were terrorizing me as a child without me even understanding where they were and why they were doing this. They were doing all kinds of stuff to me and nobody knew. I did not even know. When I get up in the morning, I will have problems in the womb. And I did not understand because I wasn't having sex with anybody. Either that or they're putting... injecting bacteria of different kinds into the womb and different places in order to harm you. And this is what they do to use their technology. They're using it to abuse, to steal, to terrorize, to attack you at any point all through the night and day. This is what your government is doing. And this is what is happening to this family. You have to be very concerned because your children are... living amongst these people. If this is in the environment, and it is because it's happening to us, it's obvious that something has to be done, and it should be looked at and dealt with immediately. We would like to go to the courts, but the last time we went to the courts, the government terrorized me, drained me of my blood, set up for females and males to do the same thing that they're doing here in St. Catharines, doing a lot of damage to our bodies and for no reason other than the fact that they know who we are and we have done nothing wrong. They recognize that we are people who do not... We don't persecute, we don't terrorize, and that's something that I've always taught my family. And yet, my family were being terrorized for speaking the truth about me, not... sleeping with my children, and then they are doing these things and they're going around and trying to accuse other people for doing the same things because they cannot handle themselves in those areas. They need to know that they need to stop blaming him, everything, calling them all kinds of things, setting up people to insult and degrade people of color all over Canada. And then the government is very prejudiced, and you can tell by certain things that are said and done. It's time for these kind of things to be looked at. When a government cannot speak to the person, suddenly when that person was being forced to put out money to help gather money for their show, to become prime minister, because we gave out, and when the time came at different times, we could not give out because we needed the money for ourselves. We needed to look after ourselves. We are poor. We hardly have anything. And you know what they did? What are these people? The military people and the police. They've been stealing my things. They stole my boots that I had to wear through the summer. Sorry, not through the summer, but at certain times when it was too cold. Whenever they find that I look good in something, they steal it and make sure that they bring up people in front of us when we're going outside, looking dressed up nicely and looking at us as if we are just wearing a bunch of poor people's clothes. And cutting off my hair so that it looks thin, and then bringing people into the store to work for them, then putting on big thick plaits that are false. It doesn't really matter, but this is important in this area. But they're false, and making sure that the person passes and my hair is all thinned out because they've been cutting it all the inside of my hair is all cut up all around the edges of the circumference of my hair from the top to the bottom all around. They cut and my hair is now growing back. They thin it out. They cut it down to practically nothing, and my hair wasn't growing after a while because they used my husband's hands in brushing my hair to damage my head. And no matter what I told my husband, it was burning my hair and that he should stop combing it, he wouldn't stop. He kept brushing it. In fact, not combing, but brushing my hair. And then I was wondering if he was hypnotized or something because he didn't seem to have heard what I was asking him. Long after he did that, and after a period of time, all of the hair stopped growing and this on both sides, because that was what was happening. And I told my husband, I was accusing my husband first at first because I did not see the other area that I needed to see, which I know about now, the 4D technology that they're using to do these things to people, to have them do things that they normally would not do. They tried that with me and did not succeed. They tried it with my daughter and persecuted her to death, trying to kill her because or drive her crazy for if she doesn't do what they want. Telling her to hate me and that I'm not a god, denounce me as a god. It wouldn't matter if she, even if she did. But the point is that she didn't do it, and they started tormenting and torturing her. What did they do, Mahogany?
They kept trying to rape me and show me the most disturbing images. I don't really want to speak about the images, but they were.
Don't call the images out. Just how they're despicable. In the future, they will find out what the images were. I think they bought them. They understand the message right now.
Thank you.
Because once you're telling them that there was disgusting images, it's not something that anybody wants to listen to or hear. So it's necessary that sometimes we bring it down to what you just did. Disgusting images.
Disgusting images.
Yes. And images that are very disrespectful. Images that is creating problems for a lot of women all over this world. A lot of women are suffering from men and their persecution with their loins. And this is what is happening here with these the military, the police. They set up the whole society, even the parents and their children, to do this kind of stuff with their own kids. That just shows you how much parents love their children today. And these children were of, they're all different nationalities, not in the people of color's race. However, more or less the people of Caucasian, European, people like that, they were able to use, and they're using even people of color, some people of color, to do certain things that I would never do. They've been asking me to do things to other people of their nationality, and I said, no, thank you. I'm not here to become a spy for anyone. I am here to care about people and also show my love and my respect to them, not look to sleep with them and create disrespect and the kind of stuff that I'm seeing that is causing these people to be the way they are. This is not the right way to go. These people are doing all kinds of evils to my child and to myself, my husband sometimes, and no one is doing anything about it. No one is even trying to speak to us about it. And we left messages, my husband and I, quite a lot of messages. And no one came to speak to or wrote or even telephone us whatsoever. This is what I've been going through for decades since I walked into Canada. I've been going through all kinds of stuff. They bugged the phones. They treated me as if I was some sort of thing. Why? Because I won't play your games, and the United States behaved irresponsible when they set up men to marry me so they can sleep with me. And when I said no, they want to do whatever they want and persecute me. That's why I was beaten up in the United States. Not because I did something wrong, but because these people were trying to create all kinds of problems for me because of the fact that I'm this nationality that they hate, people of color. And because I wouldn't go with any of them because they're harming people of color. I'm not going to sit back to people attacking and abusing anyone in any nationality, but most personally, my own nationality. You're doing that to them, you're doing it to me. You're doing it to anybody, you're doing it to me. And that's wrong. And I fight against those kind of criminal activities. But in every different way. And Mahogany, tell us about more that you have been going through.
There are many things that you've been going through too at night as well.
Yes, I know. But you're the one that has been most terrorized at this time. And we need to have others recognize what you have been put through, what you're still going through, what these people are coming down and doing on an everyday basis, 24/7, night and day.
True.
They don't know when to stop. They're vicious.
Yes. They kept me sleep-deprived. deprived. They kept me very little sleep. They were waking up to torture me and torment me in different ways.
Yes.
And in many ways, violate everything about my thinking,
your
whole feelings,
and your body.
My body.
You know what how Mahogany started looking after a while? Her eyes was popping out of her head. She was so terrorized that her eyes were popping out of her head. Yes. But I told you, your eyes are big. That's what I've been seeing happening to you periodically. It's the tyranny that you're going through that should never be done to anyone. Why would Canada allow human beings to do this to others? Why would Canada do this wrongs that should not be asked of anyone? Why is Canada terrorizing people of color and pretending that they do not have anything to do with it? It's the people that live there that has problems. It's not true. Co-opted and coerced into doing this by the government. They are the ones that are responsible for it. Using the military, using the army. What did we do to be treated in such a manner? What is wrong with your government? What is wrong with Canada, period? Why is Canada terrorizing a family and no one cares? And especially, they do. Isn't that something? What I am seeing my daughter is going through on an everyday basis tells me who are the real terrorists. Actually, I knew it before. Once I saw the behavior, the attitudes, the treachery. Once I saw no one is willing to deal with it publicly so that it can be spoken of, so it can be stopped. When I saw the media and its inability to help this family to speak about what is really going on to them, I was surprised that a media could be bought over by the government. But we recognized that this was taking place after a period of time when we started writing them letters, and the letters, they did not write us back. We sent a song about a province under siege. They made no they did not speak about it. We also asked them to help us to get a grant to put out our songs so that we can help all beings. They told us no. I played Marriages Can Last Forever in one of my husband's jobs that he worked in. I performed Marriages Can Last Forever. When I was finished, you should have seen the look in the men's eyes. They were angry. They were ready to kill. How dare I recognize that people can stay married for the rest of their lives and then some? You see, when we practice the kind of evil that is being practiced in Canada and in the United States and possibly all over the world, this kind of evil destroys everything for everyone. Not only do the people have no freedom to have time for themselves and their families, but these people are literally slaves being paid practically nothing. While these people use this money and take taxes, and then on top of that, take more of different taxes in when you buy food. Not only when you get your check, but when you buy your food, they're taking money out of there. When you die, they're taking taxes. Who told these people they have a right to be able to tax the dead? Who told these people that they have a right to be able to bury these people's dead? They shouldn't be waiting for anybody to bury their dead. They should do it themselves, build their own casket. Because this kind of insanity, that overcharging people in all different ways, shows the kind of problems that the system is forcing upon the people. And why there are so many people dragging when they could have been in a home, sleeping and being comfortable, looking after their family, having a better mentality. I mean, come on. Is this the kind of people you want in your society? Well, then you can make changes. Do something about it. Start looking at what is necessary to be done so that these people could come back to themselves and feel at home in their environment, because no one will mistreat them. Children should not be bullying other children. No one should be bullying others. But when people become bullies, you can't blame them because you pester them into that kind of scenario where they have to fight to protect themselves. You can't blame them after you have terrorized them and set up all kinds of confusion, wouldn't deal with the problems and solve them, and so that you can become much more developed as a being. Instead, you are part of what you're teaching others to do and then setting up to be terrorized in the streets so that you can have fun. That's not fun. That's tyranny. When people become angry, and so don't blame them. Recognize that what is going on in the society is creating these people's behavior for them. Exactly. And no one is there for you if you have your certain nationality. You know that. So don't pretend you don't know. Stop acting as if you have no kind of intelligence, because you do. You know very well that what has been told to you, that your government and many of you are practicing this kind of behavior that is undermining the quality of life for everyone. You're souring everything, even for yourself, and you don't even care about it. You don't even know it, actually, to care about it. Because if you knew it, you would take actions to stop it so that you can have a better life instead of come here and create tyranny and be a part of the growth of tyranny.
Thank you. Which is something that none of this family does or wants to be a part of.
Exactly.
Not for a moment.
What these people did was block my family from being around me. My son, I miss him very much. I don't see him. These people did that to us. They were interfering in our lives to begin with, terrorizing us, using other people to do it for them, and then we must just sit at home and allow them to do that, and we have done nothing wrong. Canada terrorizing people of color and using them against each other. These are quite a few laws of their own laws that they broke. Do you know that? You could see them running to the paper quickly to change it so that it is a different kind, and hurrying up and redoing a book and making it look the way it's supposed to look so that everybody would believe it was one from some time ago, and not necessarily the case. You need to start looking at the government, because they are not performing properly. And you need to start making changes and taking time to train your kids, and stop allowing people who do not know how to train, because they won't train themselves, to train your children. Because many times a lot of bad things are happening, and I see y'all are still putting your children in there and you don't seem to care. You need to care about your kids first and foremost, as well as yourselves. And then do not allow people to tell you what you have to do to please them as a government. You are paying them through your teeth, and this is how you're treated. And when you sold out all our rights, it wasn't yours to be selling. My rights are my rights to be kept and protected.
Yes.
It was not about the government's rights. It's about all beings' rights that have to be equally protected, instead of a government take separate rights from and add all kinds of evils to it. Destroy the good, move it out as they continue to pack it with evil, and then try to tell you that this is the new world order. You need to take that world order and go and look at it and see the evils that will destroy it even further, if it lives that long. I never felt more pain and torture as I've been feeling while some people were trying to say that I'm scared. No, I was not scared. You know what I was? Angry. Angry at the fact that a government can do these things, and using the whole society, they said they would do. Using a whole society to help them to destroy human beings, telling them don't speak to them. Do you know why they did not want them to speak to us? Because of the fact that they knew that if you spoke to me personally, individually, you would have understood what is going on. But many of you were too prejudiced, and you're too selfish. And your selfish and prejudices is what is causing a lot of the problems. And when you gave men the rights to do whatever they want, you also set it up for women to suffer, as well as little girls. And now some little boys, because you all have fixed it so it has gay and all kinds of stuff now. And then you want to blame the people who are gay when you set it up for them to become gay out of you wanting to sex everybody. That's why you did that. And when you saw that you no longer felt about sex the way you did before, because it doesn't arouse you anymore, then you turn people, started putting women to sleep with women so you can turn on. That's the kind of evil that was taking place and still is taking place in this society. And that is what is going to destroy everybody. When you lie, when you cheat, when you destroy people's families so that you can control everybody and you don't even have the wisdom to know that you're not supposed to control anyone, just show them the way. If they're terrorizing you, then of course you have to speak in certain ways that is necessary to be done to stop the problem. And when you are telling them that they can't do certain things, you do not have the right, because you are not there to help them and the problems that they're going through. And you are the prime instigator on the problems that we are all going through. You've been telling men what to do. This is what you've been telling my husband, to sleep around. And then you started throwing Caucasian and European women on him, as well as you've been doing that to a lot of other men. They just did not know, because they were too tied to themselves, to stop using women as your tool to take the beating for what you have done wrong. You need to start looking at things from a point of view that it's the truth. Your government had people in Toronto burn the avatar down with hot water, pushing her over a railing from the hallway to the kitchen that had to be used to protect the animals from coming into the kitchen. This is what your government did. They shoved me over the place while my little puppy, Gigi, was trying to tell me. There are people right there watching. She wouldn't stop. I said, Zsa, stop. She would not. And she kept looking at where they are and looking at me. That's when I recognized, but it was too late because they had already pushed me over.
I should have been there to protect you too.
Well,
you were holding a lot.
Hot water in a pot and some food that Andragon just had. He wasn't feeling well, so he went and lied down after. And I was carrying it in the kitchen. No problems. Nothing was wrong with me. And then Zsa started trying to tell me when she... Gigi, mm-hmm. started telling me, trying to point out to me, they're trying to push you down.
Yeah.
And I did not understand. I just knew she was telling me something, but I couldn't think about it right away. I just wanted to go and put on the stuff, then I listen. But anyway, instead of doing that, I stood up there trying to tell Gigi to stop. And she did not stop because she was worried about me. And they pushed me over. It was the police that the government in Toronto that the government used to do that to me. I jammed into my shoulder and it became dislocated. And I walked with it for quite a few months before I was able to put it back in its place. Yeah. It was very painful. And due to all those things, like in Toronto, what the government had the police do is give us extreme cramps between our legs. Yes. And they lasted for long periods of time. I noticed these people here are doing that too. But they're not but they started doing it for a long time too. But now they're doing it much lighter. But it should not be done. No one should be doing this to human beings, especially when people have done nothing wrong. And so far, your government has been doing all kinds of evil to me and to my family. My daughter is suffering greatly, as I said. My husband could hardly stay up. He's falling asleep because... he is working doing all the work that I used to do. And he is very tired. And he could hardly sleep because he wants to get certain things done. And I'm angry because he is not around us all regularly as we should be. And y'all are interfering in our relationship and our lives. And what could have been a beautiful relationship and was a beautiful relationship until the government started interfering in our lives. They need to be removed from this house. They do not belong here. No one should be allowed to be in another person's home and terrorize them in the manner in which we have been terrorized. It's time for this kind of insanity to stop. And we also would like to have some of our money, if not all, and we would like to leave the country. And you can make arrangements with a lawyer that I will get from wherever I go to have you send it to the place that I would like you to send it. And Mr. Trudeau, I would like to have some money before Christmas is up because I would like to leave Canada. And with the rest of my family would like to get out of here too because they do not like the manner in which you do things. So we would like to have our money, please. And we would like to have information to let us know when we can come and get it or when you can send it for us. Thank you very much. And honey, would you like to say something? And Princess, you have any more to say?
Oh, no, thank you. Thank you for letting me speak.
Yes, I wanted you to speak more, but you needed to give me some time in between.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. You did not know. No, you were here for me. Who said you weren't? Okay, I put on Mr. Kaepernick, and this is in recognition of their great achievement in terms of the things that they're fighting for. And I believe that Canada and the United States must join to stop this kind of stuff that is taking place that is undermining all beings.
Colin Kaepernick triggered that wish, but he also sparked awakening for many NFL players. A year has passed since Colin Kaepernick first protested the national anthem. In one sense, his initiative has foundered. The quarterback is out of work and the intended discussion of police brutality and accountability has continually veered to a debate about the American flag and patriotism. Just last weekend, the Cleveland Police Union boss, who defended a police officer's killing of 12-year-old Tamir Rice, announced his group's decision not to participate in a week one pregame flag ceremony because some of the Browns kneel during the anthem. It was a protest of a protest, and it pointed the finger back at the players instead of at the system Kaepernick is troubled by. The pressure boomeranged back to athletes instead of civic decision makers. It was something Kaepernick anticipated last August. View photos. Colin Kaepernick said he was willing to take the heat for his protest during the playing of the national anthem at NFL games. Getty Moore. I think there's a lot of consequences that come along with this, he told the media back then. There's a lot of people that don't want to have this conversation. They're scared they might lose their job or they might not get the endorsements. They might not be treated the same way. And those are things I'm prepared to handle and those are things that, you know, other people might not be ready for. That was prescient. A lot of people didn't want to have this conversation. It's possible, even likely, that the conversation scared would-be employers more than Kaepernick himself did. But the conversation is happening, and that's significant. *** More NFL players are protesting before games. Malcolm Jenkins of the Philadelphia Eagles is not only raising a fist during the anthem, he is also meeting with police leaders and making trips to Capitol Hill. When a white player for the Browns, Seth DeValve, took a knee before a recent preseason game, his African-American wife's supportive response online went viral. Colin Kaepernick bravely took a step and began a movement throughout the NFL, Erica Harris DeValve wrote, and he suffered a ridiculous amount of hate and threats and ultimately lost his life's work in the sport he loves. Kaepernick's detractors feel like sports should be a haven from all this. Sports are an escape from the real world, even though for most of us, the real world we've carved out is carefully cultivated, an escape from anything that challenges our worldview. Think about it, what percentage of your Facebook feed consists of friends who agree with you on pretty much everything? By veering away from traditional avenues like Facebook, Kaepernick interjected in a lot of worlds. He pushed people, including media, to consider an issue they might not otherwise give thought to. And he tacitly challenged other football players to ask themselves if they should follow. When Charlotte, North Carolina, became chaotic last fall after the police shooting of Keith Lamont Scott, some of the Carolina Panthers spoke up. I feel like America has a problem, Trev Austin said. I don't feel like America is a horrible place. I love America. But at the same time, there are wrongs that are happening every day. Thomas Davis called for peace and offered to be a liaison between police and protesters. The unrest abated in the days after the Panthers made their comments, in part because of the efforts of the National Guard and local clergy. The team's game that weekend went ahead despite fears of more turmoil. I felt like it was important for me to step up and be one of the voices during that time, Davis told Yahoo Sports last week. Looking back, I think it's important. We are in the position. We have a huge voice. And it's important to use that voice and do it in the right way. Epernick triggered backlash, but he also sparked awakening for many NFL players.
Came out with no problems. Oh, it's finished. Okay.
You're listening to New Wave Being, hosted by Avatar Galactron Family on Blog Talk Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, I was just combing my daughter's hair, and a whole heap of hair came out. This is what your government is sending these military police, Lena and John Caruso, possibly the father, to do damage to this family. And we have been going through this, not here alone, but other places, for decades now. I have been going through it since I walked into Canada. My children have been going through it since they were born. You tell me why my family and I are being persecuted, and why a government is trying to call me a criminal when they are the ones doing criminal acts against me and my family and many other people who are complaining about what is being done to them. If you'll listen, and instead of calling them crazy, you might find the truth in that is in the middle of what is going on, because they even bought off the Tara and many other oracles that running things. These are the things that you need to look at. We are giving you the information that is necessary for you to go and look at, speak to the people that we are speaking about. That's how they usually do it in the countries that wherever you live. It was being done in Canada until they started terrorizing me and doing all kinds of stuff to me for no reason. Because I won't sleep with them. And because they see that I'm someone that won't play their games. That's not the way to treat human beings. Your government needs to give us back our money, give us our money, and we will walk out of this country. And you don't have a right to be holding us prisoners since we've committed no crimes. You have been committing a lot of crimes against us, however, and you need to be put in jail because you are doing much more than you are saying that I have done. And if that's all I did was whatever you said it is, if I did anything, and I did not, then you are taking sides with men who abuse women, and women, I'm disappointed in you allowing this kind of stuff to take place and being a part of it. And men, especially people of color, allowing men, a government to use you in that way against people of your own culture tells me that you've lost your way. No wonder you're running to sleep with these people and want a light-skinned baby. You can't even like yourself.
Thank you.
These people tore you apart and turned you into what you have become. And you think that that's your true nature. If you could only like someone for just a color, then what kind of person are you? What kind of people are you? Only shallow people will have that kind of thinking. When you have that kind of thinking, remember, you're shallow. You're not there to understand things from a point of view. That's why you need to be with your children, men. You have no kind of training, and you're running things with bad behavior, bad thinking, doing a lot of criminal acts, and then blaming other people for it. I think you need to start looking at the things you're doing instead of trying to blame people and letting them take the punishment for what you do. No crimes were committed in this family.
You want to persecute women and call yourself human beings? Any crime you commit, you pull out a person of color to take the blame for you? Why don't you tell the public what you have been doing with their rights? And that they've been believing all of it because of their own prejudices themselves. I've never met people so prejudiced and so evil in their behavior and how they conduct themselves. And they have an opportunity to make changes and improve on themselves. And what do? They hang on to the garbage. And by the way, my likeness came to see me decades ago. Yes, Jesus. And he knitted the back of my back and told me that I am him. Yeah. And he is me. Yeah. And it's true. I knew it when I saw him. And he did not have to say anything using his mouth. He spoke to me telepathically. And then at that time, I had some sort of back problem, and I never had one before. I don't know where it came from. It could be that these same government people were doing that to me all of that time. Anyway, well, where was I? So, yes, thank you. I'm sorry. He told me to stay, to turn on my tummy, and started knitting my back as if you're knitting a hat with knitting needles. And when he was finished, he disappeared. I really don't need confirmation from any of you to who I am, because you don't know who you are. You're too busy doing all kinds of schizo things and attacking and abusing others and playing all kinds of games that is not really something that benefits anybody. I believe in me, and I believe in everybody. I believe in you too, little princess. And I want you to start believing in you instead of trying to tell me who I am and who I'm not. I'm not interested in what you think in those terms. That's your business. You clear it out on your own. All I am interested in is that you stop harassing and terrorizing human beings that has done nothing to anyone. And even if they did, they need to be trained to do the right thing, not to be tortured and tampered with in ways in which undermines people's rights. That's not good. That's not the way to go. I'm trying to find the elastic for you here. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you need to start looking at things with more depth. You're much smarter than that. Stop allowing people to take advantage of you and your children. Start protecting your kids. Keep them out of the school system and start training them yourselves. If you've got the guts, you can do it. And I'll tell you something. No government has a right controlling you or your lives or your family's lives. And then wanted to start a new world order. What did you let them do? Go out, get away with all kinds of stuff. You're not supposed to do that. You allow these people to railroad you for decades, lifetimes. Don't you think it's time that you start looking at things in a way in which lets you know that you have not lived your life and you need to live your life for yourself, not for anybody else? And you decide what you want to do to live. And if you want to go to any place to work, or you want to do the work at home yourself and look after your children and bring up a better society rather than a crippled one. Everybody has the capability of being the best that they can be. There's no reason for them to be scared or jealous and attack and abuse. Everything that they need is in front of them if they took the time to start learning to do what is right. Everything will work out for you, but you have to do the right thing. Not injure people because you're jealousy. And jealousy is only coming from the lack of training, love, and support from family. When you put kids out to work or go to school, you also take away their rights, and they're going too early into the school system, and they're being taken advantage of. And no one has the right to be able to do that. So what I'm seeing is not something that is good. Okay, I'll have to use this too.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, it's not you, it's me. I just keep your head like that. Yes, it's stay like that. It's important that human beings behave respectfully, because human beings will be able to live in a better way when they do that. So let's stop and start thinking about the rights of each other rather than our own selfish ways of doing things. Start thinking and doing things that you know that is right instead of things that you know that are wrong. When you do the wrong, after a while you can't look people in the eyes because you're ashamed of what you have done.
Mm-hmm.
But when you know you do right, you can look people directly in the eyes without having to equivocate. Hold on, Mahavi, you're spoiling it by what you're doing. But you're going the right direction to do it, but not properly. That's why you need to comb your own hair, you know what I mean? You've been going through so much that I've had to look after you. And no, you couldn't do anything else. But a society needs to start working in the way in which they can be trusted, because I'm seeing things that the governments and the systems are doing that shows they cannot be trusted. And all the evils that have been done to this family shows that your government can't be trusted. And why should they force a family to stay indoors and set the husband to go outside while you load them up with a lot of females that suddenly is interested in him? I think you all need to start thinking much more holistically and with higher level information. Think. Feel free to think. Think for the good. Look for the qualities in everything.
And within yourself.
And don't persecute others who do not have it. They just need the assistance by others to help them to get it. Nothing is wrong with that. You got it the same way. Did you want it in one?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my apologies.
I don't like those hands on this hair because you don't touch it right.
Okay, I'll touch it.
No, you can touch it, but be careful how you're touching it. Don't pull it backwards and it's going this way. Just pull it this way, along with how the hairline goes. Go and check the mirror. See how it looks like it. Is this okay? Lots of hair we comb her hair. That should not be happening. They're cutting up our hair. And when I stopped talking just now and put on that show, Copernic stuff, they are attacking me on the toe for telling you what I did. It is my right to tell you. They are illegally in this house trying to block me from being able to speak, robbing me of my rights to go anywhere with my family, terrorizing me night and day. And my daughter, my husband, they tried to kill him too. Is that what you're going to sit down to? You need to start thinking people's lives are in danger. The quicker you think, the faster you get out of this kind of scenario, or you stop it from in the environment, because once it gets into the environment, which it is, it will start spreading like nothing else, and it will do damage to everyone, not just us. My daughter was crying for weeks, months, because they were raping and doing all kinds of stuff. That's what they were doing, and they're still doing it. And this is something that has to be stopped. I think you need to get these people out of this house. We are not criminals. We don't do bad things to anyone. We don't destroy people's homes. But they have set up to destroy us in their homes, Lena and John Caruso. And because of this, and because they've spent their time trying to take us to court because We are putting out signs to let people know what we're going through in the house. They had no right to do that. They should not have done that and not be allowed to do that, because we are paying rent. And since we came in here, we have been persecuted. They've been overcharging us for water, for lights, everything. And they keep us up night and day, terrorizing us. Our puppy is going through her headaches. Yeah, she was just calling us out. Yeah. You know, this has got to stop. They're interfering in our relationship, interfering in whatever we're saying. Who gave these people the right to be able to force themselves into our lives and do whatever they want with us, and then try to tell us we can't, not try to, but telling us we can't speak by attacking us whenever we speak and certain about certain things? We have to. How are we going to be able to explain to you what is happening and what has been happening? It's necessary that we do. Since they set up this and called us, called me actually, cursed, then this cursed one is telling you this, that I did not do any damage to anyone. The cursed ones are your governments, your systems, and those who are participating in this kind of illegal action against human beings when they were here long before their systems. They need to cut that down. Their egos have gotten bigger than their rights, than their lives. And their rights are going overboard and stealing other people's rights. And they have been doing that, and now they're taking it out on us. That's who they wanted to get it for. They all through the years, the decades I was seeing different things that were being done, and I knew the results. I kept seeing those results after. And you know something? They all came through. And the reason they came through was because I don't fool myself. I don't lie to me. I speak the truth as I see it. You all see in other lines. That's because you play too many games. I don't play games. I deal with the games that you play. And I know how to fix the situation. You just need to stop attacking and abusing people for helping you, because you're destroying a whole society of people. And people of color are suffering most. You don't have the right to do that. That's illegal. No one seems to care about the rights of us. But guess what? You need to start doing the right thing. That's the only thing that will work anywhere, at any time, for any reason. So, Princess, what have you been going through last night? You have to speak a little louder, darling. Could you speak louder?
I'm so sorry. Last night,
no. Speak to the mic.
I'm so sorry. My apologies. Last night I was tormented and persecuted. I can't remember what happened. In many ways, I've been that adrift from being able to access different parts of myself. And because of that, I'm not able to express it to you right now.
Yes.
But I've been vandalized and...
disoriented from all of that they've been doing for you, to you.
Yes, it's hard for me to access that information. I don't know how.
That's why she tries to tell us, but right away when it's happening. But we have to cut her down to stop her from doing that, because if we don't, we will just go through all kinds of anger and pain. And so we could only listen to some of it, and we also understand what has been happening to her. And we want Canada to take responsibility for the actions that they have done, allowed to take place to us and to others, and pay us the money so that we can leave this country. We have our passport. We just got it from the West Indian Embassy, Trinidad Embassy. And we are waiting for our money. We want to leave this country, because this country has robbed us of our rights, violated us, attacked and abused us, created all kinds of crimes against us, and then turn around and try to talk a lot of nonsense about the crime is committed and you can't redo the crime twice. But the point is that there was no crime. They were the ones who were committing the crimes on us. No, go ahead.
They don't have to commit crimes on each other to solve the problem. What they should do is work on developing themselves to keep from persecuting others so that they can help to make the world
a better place. Well said. Quite true. And that's exactly what is supposed to be done. And Mahogany has been terrorized and tortured because she's the mother of a child of a god, and also she is someone who is in training. That is not a reason for one to be destroying another person in order so that the society doesn't know about them and so that they can get away with whatever they're doing. If I did not speak out, and if I had gone through your systems, I would have been dead some time ago. I knew that. And the masters that brought me, were training me here and in the West Indies, knew that. And that was the right thing that I did. And I'm glad that I did. I'm not sorry at all. As a matter of fact, when I see how a lot of you have become, I realize that I made the best choice ever. I'm glad I do not have your academics. I do not like what you all have become. And what you're looking at in movies, the terrorists that is being done, terrorization that is being done in movies, and that's why these people are doing that to human beings like us. They think that they can terrorize human beings night and day because that person is smart enough to know what their rights are. They've been doing that to me some time ago, and they've been using the banks against me and many other, every place we go, actually, we were being terrorized. And we're terrorized more now than ever before. But I'm seeing some businesses are beginning to behave a little bit better. And that's good. It's good to treat people properly, not persecute them. When you persecute human beings, you also set up a whole society to become persecuted. You have to think more in terms of all beings, not selfishly, but responsibly. You're listening to A New Way of Being, hosted by Avatar Electra and Family. This is Mahogany at this time. Look at what you did. You didn't do it intentionally, though. I know that. That's all. Yeah. I know. They made her hair gray in some areas because of what has been done. It's the same thing that's done to Andragon. He couldn't believe what was happening. He went gray in a hurry and never came out of it because it continued and maintained itself. Government has been doing this to us all along. And then they want to tell me that my husband is ugly and I should be with a good-looking man. I'm with a good-looking man, thank you. That's my husband.
Everybody's tired. Mahogany's strained.
If you think that you are safe, every single time that an age of mankind has reigned all over this planet, different groups of masters of deception and their disciples of deceit have created empires to control the people in many lands through systems of religious and secular caste. under different ideologies, including every one of their so-called democracies, so that they can steal most of the wealth of the earth and enslave and oppress all life forms that live and die on this planet. Who gives mankind the right to put a price on this planet's life so that they can serve their greedy and selfish bottom line? How can a group of any kind weave its evil deeds from behind the shadows of their secret societies to plunder and destroy life on planet Earth and expect their own species to survive such a shameless and total genocide? Planet Earth is under siege as a group of heartless men of might and greed slashes swiftly and cuts very deeply to try to bring this entire planet to its knees. Trillions of species are now running for cover, desperately looking for any kind of shelter to protect themselves from being mangled and devoured by the big, mean, profit-gouging wrecking machine. The merchants of death are moving in for the kill as they recklessly plunder and ruthlessly devour everything in their sadistic and demonic power as part of their evil agenda to put this entire planet under. Not since the days of Noah have so many different races of brother beings known so much fear, anxiety, and desperation, and the feelings that these masters of misery most attack are the ones who are less able or willing to fight back. Most of the plants and animals and other mortal beings who have shared this planet with the human race for many ages now have been driven completely out of existence by mankind's destructive and deadly agenda. Even sacred matrimonies between human beings are now being deliberately destroyed, and the family is becoming a thing of the past. Sadly, even justice and integrity can now be bought and sold for a price in a world that is now run by money, greed, and lies. But this great wrath will not go on for much longer, for this is the age of empowerment, and we each now have the power more than ever to pull together and find powerful and peaceful ways to make our governments turn around and serve the greater good of all that live and die on this earth, or shut completely down.
This great wrong will not go on for long, 'cause this is the decade of empowerment. 'Cause we each now have the power, more than ever, to pull together and find power for our people to make this government turn around. Oh, shut completely down.
Planet Earth is under siege, my human brothers and sisters, and being held hostage by powerful regimes. Let's face the truth, and most of you still don't even realize that you're being duped. A government that loses its humanity no longer has the integrity to govern responsibly, even in a democracy, for in its lack of compassion and absence of true sight, it becomes a danger to itself and endangers each of its inhabitants' spiritual and social health.
Hey! Oh, that's Michael Jackson!
Man, that ain't no Michael Jackson. That ain't.
Mommy, it's Michael Jackson!
Oh, yeah, Michael Jackson.
Michael, can I get one snapshot, please?
Running fast enough, so they did it to him. Why don't they put themselves in jail for those things that they were doing to us? They need to go to jail. They committed many crimes against us, and we told you all here publicly. It's time for that to be done. And we want our money within a week. And if no one says anything within a week, or if someone says, send someone to tell us what is going to happen and when it's going to happen, we will listen to what they have to say and let them know whatever we have to tell them that is necessary to be said for the time that we have to leave. But we would like to have some of our money before we leave here and the rest of it sent to us. We will send the information as to where to send it to so that we can receive our money. Thank you for listening to us on Blog Talk Radio. My family greatly appreciates the fact that you listen to us and want to understand. I was talking without the mic on. Ladies and gentlemen, we would like to have you, the government, recognize that we need to have our money right away. We would like to get out of this country because we are just nothing is happening in this country for us. We are being tormented and tortured, and that's not the way you treat human beings. And your government in Canada needs to give us our money as quickly as possible, within a week, because we have our papers and we would like to have some of our money before we leave, or even money to, if we have to stay a little longer, make sure that we have a Christmas that is necessary for my family to have before we leave, if that's what it takes. Other than that, please stop persecuting human beings. Stop allowing a government to use you that way. Protect all forms of life, please. And in doing so, you'll protect yourself. Thank you for listening to me and my daughter on Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
We would like to have our privacy. Oh, yes, darling. We would like to have our privacy, as I was saying. So please, do us a favor. And see to it that we have the right to privacy by removing these people that you have inside of the house. Yes, privacy, as my husband was saying, safety and security. And actually, he woke up to say that. You know that? We are stripped of all of it. And we have done nothing wrong to receive it. And as a matter of fact, your government has been breaking many laws against us. Even when we went to the courts to speak about what the government has been doing, they use the police and everybody they could possibly use to terrorize us, bringing females to play games and pose right by my husband, using the people in the court house to come with her breasts hanging down in front of us. I mean, all kinds of stuff they were doing. And this is the kind of people that we have been dealing with. We do not need to deal with human beings that has no morals, no integrity, and no sense of dignity. We are here to change the world because we own it. And yes, we have a right to be able to do that. And you doing this to us in our own world, tell us that you failed to recognize your superior because you're into too much evil and you can't see them properly, but many of you have seen us long time ago, and you're aware of it. And we're not looking to have you forcibly tell us that you worship us or that we are the gods and you must recognize. We're not asking you to do that or anything. We're just telling you who we are. And we're saying that we should be recognized and respected because we have shown nothing but respect from the beginning. And you tormented and tortured us to the point where we had, they even used their 4D technology to force me to swear. And that I don't mind because they could do whatever they want as long as they do no damage to anyone. They created their beings intentionally so that they could be treated with respect and honor once they grow up to be the kind of beings that they are, were meant to be. But you all turn things upside down and blame the women for what you were doing. You're still blaming women for what you're doing. And it's time for you to get out of that, because you're not the kind of heroes that you profess yourself to be. You even try to say that you're us, God. No, you never were and never will be, because we cannot allow you to stay in any kind of world or even in other places that I can't speak of at any time at all, because you're not developed and you're blocking other people's development and persecuting and terrorizing them, breaking all forms of laws that you were persecuting the Avatar and telling her, if you break our laws, what we'll do with you. No, you've been breaking her laws, and you've been trying to set her up in Coxwell. That's what you were doing. You even have the name as well as a disgrace. And many other names that you call other country, other parts of the country. You need to change the kind of pictures you're putting against women. Women are not the problem. It's men that are the problem. Women are only following men, and that's their problem now. But before that, they were highly developed women who
Starry, starry night, paint your palette blue and gray. Look out on a summer's day with eyes that know the darkness in my soul. Shadows on the hills, sketch the trees and the daffodils. Catch the breeze and the winter chills in colors on the snowy linen land. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now. Starry, starry night, flaming flowers that brightly blaze, swirling clouds in violet haze, reflect in Vincent's eyes of china blue, colors changing hue. Morning fields of amber grain, weathered faces lined in pain, are soothed beneath the artist's loving hand. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now, for they could not love you. But still your love was true. And when no hope was left in sight on that starry, starry night, you took your life as lovers often do. But I could have told you, Vincent, this world was never meant for one as beautiful. Starry, starry night, portraits hung in empty halls, frameless heads on nameless walls, with eyes that watch the world and can't forget, like the strangers that you've met. The ragged men in ragged clothes, the silver thorn, a bloody rose, lie crushed broken on the virgin snow. Now I think I know what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they're not listening still. Perhaps they never will.